Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, October 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For many parents, childcare is a lifeline that frees them up to work and not have to worry about their kids during the day. But it can also squeeze their household budgets. To make matters worse, over the weekend, federal funds subsidizing tens of thousands of childcare centers began to dry up.
It's been apparent for some time that no new funding was coming into place. And so rather than everyone just charge off this cliff, places have been getting ready. A lot of childcare centers have already begun raising rates or making staffing decisions in anticipation of the federal funding going away.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal columnist Josh Zumbrun about what this means for childcare going forward after the break.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/itheroes.
~70,000 childcare centers around the country and roughly 3.2 million children could be affected as federal childcare funding has run out. What can families with children expect? Wall Street Journal numbers columnist Josh Zumbrun joins me. So, Josh, why did federal funding for childcare end on September 30th?
If you have a kid in childcare, there's a pretty good chance you've encountered this, that the third big stimulus package that the government passed during the pandemic included $24 billion for childcare spending. It went to childcare centers, it went to family childcares, and it was a very significant lifeline for the industry during that kind of later pandemic period. And it was set to expire September 30th at the end of the government's fiscal year. And so it's over now. And so the question is, what's going to happen to all of these centers that serve so many kids when they no longer have this extra boost of funding?
Has there been any talk of more federal funding coming down the pipe?
There's proposals that are out there from Democratic senators, and the original idea was that you would do this temporary boost in the pandemic program, and then you would come in with kind of like a permanent child care program. And they've never gotten to any sort of consensus on how exactly to do that. So although the idea is out there, there's senators and congressmen that are very passionate about the idea, it's not really something that seems to be close to coming into place. And so the situation for now is that the temporary pandemic program is over, and there's not a big new program to come in to fill that hole of what's going to be missing.
What kind of an effect could the current situation have on families?
One of the things that's gotten so much attention, and it was kind of what we were looking at when we wrote this column, was there's this estimate out there that as many as 70,000 childcare centers are likely to close and that 3.2 million children could lose their slots. Those are some numbers that everyone has latched onto, but I think they're actually very dire to the point that even the authors of that estimate, they've described it as the childcare cliff. But when I talk to them about it, they don't really think this is going to play out like an abrupt cliff where that many centers or that many kids are going to lose their spots anytime soon.
Why is that?
Well, part of the reason is because they sounded an effective warning that there was this end to the funding, and it gives everyone kind of time to prepare. Everyone knew the moment this was signed into law that it was ending September 30th, 2023, and it's been apparent for some time that no new funding was coming into place. And so rather than everyone just charge off this cliff, places have been getting ready. A lot of childcare centers have already begun raising rates or making staffing decisions in anticipation of the federal funding going away. Quite a few states actually have stepped in with fairly sizable childcare programs to kind of replace what the federal government was doing. There's smaller things too. There's corporate programs that are growing that are kind of like a significant thing thing again where corporations are doing childcare subsidy type things. And so there's a lot of things coming together to mitigate the impact of what that cliff was originally described as being.
So the good news is that many childcare centers got ahead of this, but were costs high to begin with?
That's right. You know, this was a kind of a temporary program, and there were lots of industries that needed temporary help through the pandemic. You know, so many industries benefited from temporary programs and these stimulus packages. And so there's nothing unusual really in that sense. And there've been warnings when all of these programs ended, really, that there was the potential for just kind of disastrous cliffs. I mean, we saw that when the extra $600 that was in unemployment payments ended, there was concern about what that would mean. We saw concern about there was going to be a eviction of tsunamis was the phrase for when the rental assistance and eviction programs ended. And it, in each of those cases, it's not quite what happened. You know, when you have a temporary program that comes in and it helps for a while and then it goes away, it doesn't really set you back to a dramatically different situation than you were before the program happened. And I think that's what's happening here is that kind of childcare is reverting to status quo before the pandemic, which isn't necessarily a great status quo. I mean, I know childcare was just mind-bogglingly expensive. I've got two little kids myself, and it's crippling, really. But it is the system we had before. It's not kind of shifting, falling off a cliff into some dramatically different and worse environment. It's the same old problems coming back again.
In almost like a cycle, if we get into another federal funding situation where the funding is going to run out, it seems like childcare centers and other organizations are keen to this and would know how to prepare.
That's right. The cliffs you want to worry about are the ones that nobody's warning you of. When you have time to know that a program is ending, you know, obviously anybody would rather have the funds than not have the funds. And most parents with kids in childcare would like to see that funded to help bring the cost down. I don't think there's any kind of debate about those two points. But the question is, what happens when a program ends? Is it a kind of catastrophic cliff? Or is it something where everybody knows it's coming and has to make some adjustments and kind of muddles through it? Typically, it's more like that latter situation than the kind of dramatics that sometimes get a lot of headlines.
That's Wall Street Journal numbers columnist Josh Zumbrun. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show is produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.
Enter a revolutionary business world where AI meets power with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro. Imagine PCs that boost productivity, creativity, and collaboration with cutting-edge AI. They're gateways to innovation, engineered with powerful AI performance, hardware-based security, and AI-powered threat detection. Plus, they're built sustainably and can be managed remotely. Transform your workflow with Intel Core Ultra and Intel vPro today. No product can be absolutely secure. Become an IT hero at intel.com/itheroes.